Hello, everybody. I'm back on the podcast proper. I decided to give this a whirl. I'm not sure how long it's going to last for, but let's start on a positive note. The reason why I'm doing this is basically because Limor is a great old platform. I had a lovely time last year banging out one of these casts every day. The only thing was that the reach of it, I was broadcasting to tens probably. I had sort of feedback from about sort of 10 regular sort of people that bothered to interact with the cast, and that was great, and we had a great old time. But you know, I've got an ego, and I hope what I've got to say is going to be of interest to a wider audience. I definitely do not want to monetize anything that I'm doing. But you know, I just want to increase the sort of circle of friends and acquaintances and people that, you know, just want to chew the fat about horse racing, UK horse racing specifically. And you know, to do that, I need to go onto a bigger and wider platform. And to do that, it means going back onto your Spotify's and your Apple Tunes and other sort of platforms where you can get sort of wider traction. So you know, it means going back to doing the podcast proper. I also want to keep the immediacy and the quickness of what I was doing on Limor. So if I get an idea, I want to be able to bang it out really quickly, keep it sort of short and sweet and snappy. You know, these things are probably never going to be more than 5-10 minutes long, 15 minutes max. You get bored listening to one voice anyway, and particularly to my voice, especially when I get a bit hyper and excited, which I tend to do when I'm talking about horse racing. Keep it short, keep it snappy. I will try and keep the diction and the enunciation good, but there's going to be very little sort of post-production work in this. So if it sounds a bit crap, apologies in advance. But that's basically the rationale behind me coming back onto podcast proper platforms. I will keep banging stuff out on Limor because I just do love the immediacy of that. If there's anything that I've got to say or think I can contribute to the world in a sort of quick fashion, then it'll go out on Limor. But for now, you know, it's going to be on Buzzsprout, Spotify, proper podcasting once again. So, we are a couple of minutes in, and I haven't talked about horse racing at all. So, let's start off by looking back, and it's with some sort of sense of regret and sadness at the goings on at the weekend when we lost three horses, bang, 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 back to back races. Caliph de Burleigh, you know, the great 2 mile chase. I say great, you know, he won the Magal Novices chase at Aintree last season, probably one of the leading lights now of the Paul Nicholls stable, and he's gone. We also lost Peso of John Joe O'Neill, the O'Neill yard, in the 2 mile 4 furlong handicap chase, and Wet Paul of Paul O'Brien's in the juvenile hurdle. And you know, that is sad. And I've read a lot on the internet and, you know, on social media, and people have expressed an opinion on this. And some people have said, look, just grow up, put on your big boy's pants. This is what horse racing is all about. We move on. And they are right. Ultimately, we do move on and racing does go on. But it's callous not to remember those horses and not to remember the stable staff, the connections, for whom there is now a large horse-shaped hole in their world. You know, those stable staff will be going back, or would have gone back on Saturday night, to an empty stable where that morning there was a horse that they loved and they thought the world of. Ditto their trainers, ditto their owners. You know, and that is incredibly sad. Now, what do we do? Well, we pause to think about that on a human level. We remember the equine heroes that they were, and we don't give any sort of inches on this to the antis, to those who say, right, we're going to close down racing because horses die. Yes, horses do die. There's no getting away from that, but it is a multi-million pound industry. It's an industry that supports lives. it's an industry that supports social interaction, that supports mental health. That is part of the history of Britain, the British way of life. And, you know, that's something that still means something to me. You know, it's very hip to decry British history and to put down our culture. I don't agree with that. And I think racing is an important part of our culture. And, you know, it will continue to be as all the while I've got breath to draw. There's all of those things. It's also important to live a life well, not us as punters, but the horses. You know, just imagine being fated and loved for doing something that you want to do, and being that adored and cheered. You know, you put that into a human context, and I'm prepared to admit, you know, the bullshit meter is going into the red more than somewhat here. But, you know, there are human beings that can't sort of get out of bed in the morning, and you know, their whole raison d'etre is to stick a needle into a sappy little vein and get high. You know, if you're a racehorse that is fated and loved and cheered, And you know, and that doesn't have to be, you know, a Grand National winner or a Gold Cup winner or, you know, the big festivals. You know, just winning or taking part in any small little race, you are the apple of somebody's eye. You're loved. And you know, I keep coming back to this aspect of how important it is to live your life well, whether you're a horse and whether you're a human. And you know, and to deny that to an animal that is bred, a thoroughbred, that is bred to race and to run, is cruel, I think. And, you know, and it is, you know, it denies life affirming and, you know, joyous spectacle to both the horses and to us, you know, the race goer. So there's that to trip on. So, you know, that's it in terms of this sort of initial comeback podcast. How often these things are going to be going out and what I'm going to be saying in them, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, without going into too much detail because it's boring, but there are financial implications in this for me. You pay, or I pay a fee to an intermediary, Buzzsprout, to be able to put out so many hours per month or per year of this. And you know, so you know, I want to, you know, get value for money from that. So whilst I can't see myself putting out one of these things a day, I'd like to think on average there'll be one a week, because you know there's things that I want to cover, and there's, you know, political things that go on in racing which are of interest. There are bets that I'm going to be having. There are, you know, racing issues to be covered. There are horses that I think may be worth following. You know, there's a big wide world. It's an exciting world, and it's a world that I love and want to remain part of for as long as I can draw breath. So, you know, with that in mind, that's the reason why I'm sort of coming back onto the big boys platforms, the wider platforms. And it's also breeding expectations as to how often these things will be coming out. As I say, ideally once a week. You know, there are things that get in the way. A life, for example. There are medical issues which I'm sort of going from, which I'm not going to go into, but, you know, that might sort of restrict me sort of putting stuff out on a regular basis. But, you know, that's the aim, anyway, to get something out on a regular basis that is thought-provoking, interesting, that will lead me into interactions with fellow like-minded fans, possibly even to meetups, who knows, but, you know, to widen my circle of acquaintances and people that, you know, I can respect and get sort of information from, share information with, share the crack with, and generally have a right good time with in horse racing environment. That's the raison d'etre, that's the rationale, that's the number of times that I'm going to be trying to bang these casts out. That's it for now. Just, you know, you go out and enjoy your life and have a great old time. Hopefully we'll be speaking with you again shortly. In the meantime, be lucky.